20 minutes before 8. This is Clark Weston, CKLW 2020 News. There's not much quicker way to end it all than to jump off a freeway overpass, and an unidentified man took that easy way out off the Woodward Bridge onto the westbound Edsel Ford late this afternoon. Investigators still checking that scene, and traffic is tied up on the westbound Edsel Ford near Woodward. That man dead by the time he got to Detroit General after being beaten into the pavement by at least three vehicles. Police now trying to figure out who and why. Meanwhile, long lines of hot, throbbing, homebound traffic are everywhere, according to the AAA's Bill Banks.
Heat caused eruptions of pavement on two state freeways are responsible for some slowdowns at this hour. On I-75 in Oakland County, pavement on the southbound lanes at Clintonville Road near Pontiac erupted just before 6 p.m. They've caused damage requiring passing cars to pull off the pavement to get by. Crews are now at work, but traffic is backed up more than a mile in building. On the northbound lanes of the freeway near the Dixie Highway overpass, other crews are at work on heat-buckled pavement there, but northbound volume is moderate and no bad backups have resulted, according to police. On the northbound Southfield Freeway, south of Warren Avenue, workmen are repairing buckled pavement. Cars slow down, but soon resume speed there.
Wayne County Sheriff's deputies still splashing around in Detroit River water at the east end of Gros Eel. They're looking for the latest of five weekend drowning victims in Michigan. Another 16 have been wiped out in traffic crackups. A nice night for a moonlight cruise, according to the Coast Guard, which reports ideal but crowded conditions on the Detroit River and Lake St. Clair. The Big 8 brings you the latest boating report every weekend, all weekend long. We'll name our latest Hotline Cash Award winner tomorrow morning, and there's no reason why you could not be the next one. Call News You Know to 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. There's also a $1,000 check for the best news tip phone to us each year. A peaceful party turned into a brutal birthday brawl in Ontario.
An aerial man was beaten to death in a rumble at Rundle Park early this morning. 20-year-old Bob Vidler was camping and carrying on with his 20th birthday celebrations with two friends. Some other men described by witnesses as vulgar came into camp and started the brawl. When it was over, Vidler was dead, apparently as a result of the beating. Ontario Provincial Police sealed off the area. They threw up roadblocks on the 401. At least three bikers are in custody pending the outcome of the investigation. Derek Chase, 2020 News.
And in Boston, police say it looks like six homicides and a suicide.
Boston police report the oldest of six children found her parents and five brothers and sisters all shot to death in an upstairs bedroom. The children ranged in age from infancy to teen. Initial report indicates the victims, all living on Clayton Street in Dorchester, a part of Boston, may have been dead for up to 24 hours.
The husband of that family appears to have been the one who started it all and finished it. Prophet Sweetlove is giving his blessings from behind Wayne County jail bars tonight. That self-appointed messenger of God has been charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm after holding a woman at gunpoint in Detroit Metro Airport. A judge will listen to his message June 21st. It looks like Detroit Recorder's Judge James Del Rio is going to learn a few things.
The good judge is going back to school. Ever since the former state rep was elected to the bench last fall, he's been causing minor legal problems because he never actually practiced law. Well, now Del Rio is going to a summer judge's school in Reno, Nevada for 4 weeks of law learning. A fellow Recorder's Court judge says Del Rio can use what he calls the ding-dong school for judges. John Belmont, 2020 News.
And with today's old volunteer army, Uncle Sam wants you, but only if you have a few smarts. But would you believe there's now a rash of young men faking high school diplomas just to get in?
In February this year, more than 20 phony high school diplomas turned up when men's records who were from Central New York were checked when they reached their basic training units. The investigation started here in Central New York and has now spread across the country, with our sources revealing that more than 300 Army recruiters are currently being investigated.
And Army brass does not particularly like being outsmarted by high school dropouts. They're keeping their mouths shut until they can get to the bottom of it. CKLW News Time, 7:45 in sports.